Ok. Mondjuk. Jó. Jó napot, kedves kolléganők, kollégák! Mai nap egy ilyen IKER szekciót nyitunk meg, amely azt jelenti, hogy két projektnek lesz párhuzamosan is együttes konferenciája, mivel a két téma nagyon összetartozott. Az egyik az úgynevezett Agrofi projekt, amely mezőgazdasági erdészethez köthető, a másik pedig a Change Habitat 2 projekt, amely élőhelyvédelemmel foglalkozik, és ezen belül távérzékelési módszereket próbál integrálni. A Change Habitat 2 programnak aktusa lesz, míg az Agrofi gyakorlatilag most van középső időtartományban. Pár szót mondanék angolul, és angolul felkérem a dékánodat, hogy akkor üdvözölje a jelenlevőket, mert az első szekciónak a munkanyelve angol. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinguished pleasure to welcome here and first of all, I present myself. My name is János Tamás, who is the head of Water Environmental Management Department as more or less host organizers. This conference is twin conference. This may be joined the Agrofi project. Agrofi project mainly related to the agroforestry, agroforestry education and agroforestry management, and also invited some kind speaker who belongs to the Change Habitat project. Change Habitat project focus on the habitat restoration. I ask Professor István Komlósi or dean of our faculty to welcome you and say some welcome speech.
Thanks so much, dear organizers and participants. I'm honored to welcome you at this conference. This is a recognition of the past work which has been conducted at this faculty, at this university. And it's a great pleasure for us that we had this opportunity. And in the information flow, the collecting, managing, and disseminating information, there are new tools available, and there are new requirements. There are new users with the new habits and new requirements, but this information flow is ready or are eager to provide. And our colleagues are participating in this process, and they are well prepared, and I think this conference will provide some answers to the new issues which emerged, especially what is the effect of human activities on the environment, and what is the effect of the climate changes on the environment. And we need information, we need to manage it, and we need to provide for the new users with a new evaluation tool and with new needs. And I'm glad to open this session. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. Dear colleagues, we plan every speaker has 15 minutes, and I ask sharply keep this framework. The first presenter, via the video conference, Charles Bourrier, who gave the general overview KDB in the Agrofi project. Charles, the floor is open.
Thank you, Yamas. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm alone on the screen, and but I can't imagine how many people are in the amphitheater. Because 1 year ago, I was in Debrecen to do a presentation about the concept of knowledge data bank and their application in education. Today, I will speak about the prototyping phase of the knowledge data bank in the context of the agro-food project. Just to say that one of the largest knowledge data bank related to the subject of agroforestry has been developed by the International Association, International Agroforestry Organization, which is located in Africa, in Kenya. And they have a lot of things. I think that more than 650,000 documents stored in the knowledge data bank. But today, I will present our prototype, which is a bit lighter than the ICRA knowledge data bank. It's more a future than something which is established. And this is the part of is there someone you could tell me, okay? Sometimes there are problems with the pictures. My presentation will be about the not about agroforestry. Agroforestry would be developed by the people who are in the theater, because they are Professor Tamas or Professor Erdon are in the room. The FACATER, and they can develop the concept of agroforestry, especially the European policy related to agroforestry. And France, agroforestry is strongly supported by the authorities in the context of environmental issues, in the context of ecology applied to agriculture, and now in the context of changing the techniques of production. And this part of the one of the 10 main topics of the changing in agriculture for the future in France. Next slide. Okay. What is a knowledge data bank? Just to precise to. Okay, seems to me we are back. What is knowledge data bank compared to the database and the DBMS system? The data bank is a database dedicated to the storage of knowledge. And the knowledge is not necessarily something like a leaflet of figures or large collections of data like selling, accounting, etc. A knowledge data bank is a repository of information which are based on different types of format, types of document, types of files, and we will be a bit later on that matter, because it's an important issue to a project like AgroF. Why knowledge data bank and ICT in education and training? The education and training are changing. The education and training are now asking the new ways for the teaching and the training. Maybe someone heard about the MOOC, the MOOC system, which is allowing to American and European universities to broadcast, to spread out knowledge in teaching everywhere in the world. That is important changing, and the ICT must be used now and in almost all the pedagogical situation, even in the field. And that's why in the project we are using different type of equipment and tools for the development of the training, the AgroFi training system. Excuse me. Why knowledge data bank in the AgroFi project? For different reasons, but first of all, because we have to store a lot of material, and these materials are different. There are photos, there are schemes, there are documents, printing documents, PDF files, video, animations, maps for GIS usage, etc. And to store this, you need to have the support of the techniques, the IT techniques, the most up-to-date techniques. And I will show you later, explain which techniques we are using in the AgroFi project. In other elements, like today you are recording the conference, tomorrow this could be available on internet, stored on a repository that can be linked to the knowledge data bank or in the data bank. And that's why I speak about bank, not base. The base, the database is behind the data bank. And I will explain in a few minutes. The development process in our project is going on. We are just opening the prototypes for you today. I gave the address to Miklos 1 or 2 days ago, and tomorrow morning I will present the site, the data bank, and this presentation to the other partners of the project, of the AgroFi project. You are the first for this presentation to get the address for the prototype. As you can see, there are a lot of constraints for the development of such a database. The database is including different components, and these components are establishing the bank. But in the base, you will have the data, you will have the research engine associated to, you will have the techniques for the storage, and this could be shared between servers and located in different countries, not only in the same place. And you need to, the infrastructure, the software, the virtual infrastructure to store these components, these materials. And the prototype is located on the virtual server on the cloud. Is not located. It is not located in our data center, but outside for security and safety reasons, but for the management as well. These components, these are the components of the process development which is going on, and based on the Agile method. The structure of the database. Excuse me, the structure of the ICT system for the AgroFi project is following the scheme. I will spend some more time on this scheme. 2 years ago, I was beginning to think about the knowledge database applied to education. It's not a new topic. In Dijon, we are thinking, and in education in France, two or three other partners, a group of partners, consortium, are thinking about the knowledge database, and the backend, the knowledge database, which are supporting the bank. On this scheme, you have the description of the final ICT systems or algorithm. The components are a portal. Today, the portal is with the address, the public address of the algorithm system, www.algorithm.eu. And this is mainly the portal, the access to enter the other component of the knowledge data bank. There is a mistake on the screen. It's not database, it's data bank. The portal is established on a server, which is located in Czech Republic. At the same level, you have the archive system on which we are storing all the components, the tools, the materials we are developing for the project itself, not only for education, but for the material for the project. And this server is located, is based on the Moodle system, and it is located in your university, in Debrecen University. The other components are editorial chain. I will not develop the editorial chain. Is a set of tools which are allowing to trainers, to professors, lecturers, teachers, but specialists as well, to produce documents. It has been developed by a university in France. Now it's managed by a consortium of universities, because 80% of the French universities are using this editorial chain, the OPAL scenario system, for the development of the distance learning, but not only for distance learning, to produce educational material. And this is developed by the Technical University, mainly. It is cutting edge and is developing HTML5, EPUB3 documents, as well as PDF text documents, text format, based on the single one files. You can export from one file to the other format. And this is open source system. On the other side, on the left side, you have the issues related to making research on what is existing outside our project. Historically, the agroforestry has been the main agricultural production in Europe and in the world. Now it is always the main production system in Africa, largely in India, in South America, and in very small part now in Europe, but it's clearly supported by the European Union for development of developing again the agroforestry agricultural systems. And that's the way we are working in France. There is two national events in the coming weeks in France about this aspect. One, the 1st of December is the National Day managed by the Minister of Agriculture related to agroforestry, which was future for agroforestry in France. 2 years ago, it was the same. And the day after, there is a meeting for the National Research and Knowledge Transfer Consortia. The first meeting is the 1st of December, the second one is the 2nd of December, and Agrofi will be part of these two meetings in Paris. And we are working with the research organization on that topic. And in the center of the team, you find one software, but the visible part of this software called the Rubedo. Rubedo is It's a quite new application developed by a startup in France, issued from research from the National School of Mine. Like for the Scenari server, this is an open source system, but this is a, this open source system is based on a certain number of layers. And these layers are NoSQL database, and I can see, and I can say database is MongoDB, which is a NoSQL one, allowing to store and manage documents and index full text documents. Elasticsearch, the research engine, the second level of layers, but Elasticsearch is itself based on two layers. What is well known is Lucene, the engine research developed by foundation. It's an open software on which there is a new layer has been added, layer dedicated to the research applied to NoSQL database. The language are three language for the development: PHP 5, JavaScript, HTML 5, and CSS 3. But these languages are mainly components of tools. You are not applying necessarily the language to develop this application. 2 minutes more. Okay. Next. Okay. We are applying the agile methods. We are taking into account the constraint I explained a bit earlier. For instance, the different type of style of files, the different types of users and their involvement, etc. That's part of the constraint we have to take into account to develop the prototype. The process of development is the following. This skills will be available. You will have access to it. The first step is the design of the knowledge data bank. This has been done in the past months. And now we are developing the site itself and the database. Okay, this is an eight-step process using the interface of the Rubedo itself, not programmation, not the program itself. Okay, the results. This screen, the blue one, is the development screen. It's based, everything is based on the usage of a browser. Okay, you work on a browser, and this is the admin and developer interface, the blue screen. The second document is the documentation, which is only at this time in French. The English version will be available in the coming week, I expect. And these are the results, because one of the constraints is called accessibility and responsive design. And it is showing you that you have the pictures here on the computer, a Macintosh with a very large and high definition screen. This is on the in the middle of the screen. You have a microcomputer on the Android, and on the right side you have the screen produced the result of screen on an Apple iPad under iOS. The prototype, as I explained, is available. You can have access to the part with this address, and this is the results on the responsive design. This is the view using a smartphone under Android. This one is always mentioned is Apple iPad, iOS. And this is the protest, for instance, on the main screen, the first screen, the home page. You have access to the language because you can develop the interface. You have, for every component, you can produce the translated version. And on the screen now, you have the first page is available under Hungarian language. I did this earlier. It seems to me I'm on time. I'm expecting. And if you have questions, now, later, you have access to my mail. And Professor Tamás and Miklós Erdőn have my mail address. You can ask the questions. They will be welcome. Thank you very much for your attention.